Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting third. The DH, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Reggie Sanders. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Laron Lagro. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Bosman. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Lowenstein steals second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hendrick. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Hendrick steals second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hendrick moves to third. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a pop-up towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Hendrick scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops it up and throws to first, with Lagro covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Ellis and he is out, Brouwer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Freehan for a passed ball. Gamble moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick strikes out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gamble scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Ellis goes all the way around to score. McCraw moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Jack Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brouwer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nettles. Brouwer reaches second base with a double. McCraw scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Vern Rule now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brouwer scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sutherland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Bossman covering, for the out. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-1 in the game. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders throws to second for 1, and Brinkman throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hendrick moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanders hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ellis hits a pop-up towards center. LaFleur settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on LaFleur. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Broemer takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gamble is hit by the pitch. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gamble. The throw from Frien and he is out, Sutherland applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing center field. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvy for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 2 in the game. Frien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 3 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Smith now playing right field. Dwayne Kuiper now playing second base. Ed Crosby now playing shortstop. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanders hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sutherland takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.